And we had a wonderful time at Teen Spec this past year. It's our third year going as a church. And actually, we brought the most teens this year than we ever have. I believe the first 2 years we brought 17. And I actually planned on thinking we would have a smaller crowd this year about January time. And we brought 22 teenagers to Teen Spec. And let me say this. This isn't my testimony, but it was drama-free with teenagers. That's pretty crazy, I think, personally. But really, there was really no drama. There was a unity in the youth group, just helping each other out, having fun together. It was during service time. We only had a few sleepers, and even on the front row. But yeah. No, but really, they sat very well in each service, and those services were pretty long. I mean, they would squeeze as much as they could into each service, and some of them were up to 4 hours long with just the games and the singing and the announcements, and they have a couple preachers. And our teams just did absolutely phenomenal. Our workers did absolutely phenomenal, and it was such a wonderful time. You go ahead and get to the piano, Tasha. We're so glad to have some new workers come with us. Actually, just one new worker, and that was Miss Tasha Deer. She came and helped, and the Keith came as well, the Millers, my wife and I, and just was a perfect group of people that went and had a wonderful time together. God did a great work, and you're going to hear all about it tonight. Before our testimonies, though, we have a song we want to sing for you. So let's do that right now. Stand up. Put your mics. Praise the Lord. That makes me proud as a youth pastor. Whew, I'm not going to get started yet. Amen. But praise the Lord. They did a great job, didn't they? Amen. Well, we're going to start right in the testimonies. I'm going to have Miss Ashley Sammons is going to come start us. She actually offered to be first, and I love that. Nobody usually wants to go first, and she did. So, Ashley, you give us your testimony.
Well, hi. My name is Ashley Sammons, for those who do not know. This year was my second year going to Teen Spec. Well, the Lord just did a great work, not just my heart, but all of our hearts as well, as you'll hear. All of the speakers were awesome, even Pastor Donald, who led the singing, like he usually does. But my favorite speaker of all was Jeremiah Young. His message was just so powerful. It was entitled, Putting on Jesus, before your pastor put on Jesus, before your Just a second. Before you're in the youth group, put on Jesus. And of course, I think it was Derek Haglund spoke about being second. And that really got to me as well, because I never thought of myself being second. First, I'd like to thank everyone who gave and prayed. I just felt the Lord I just felt the prayers and that. I just felt the Lord just doing great things. Thank you.
Thank you, Ashley. Thank you very much. It was a wonderful message he preached on putting on Jesus, and that was a great illustration. Aiden Becker is going to come. Aiden was one of our first-timers, and he was the seventh grader I was talking about this morning. But we love Aiden. He's awesome. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey. Hi, how's everybody doing? The message that really spoke to my heart, the first message was on Wednesday night. It was about opening the eyes. And every night, just my room in the hotel, just me, every night I'd pray for the Lord to open my eyes on every service. And he did. And I got rid of my grief that I had against one of my brothers, and I was really happy about that. And the Lord spoke to my heart for everybody, and I just wanted to thank you guys for all the prayers, and thanks.
Thank you, buddy. Sadie Brim's going to come. She was another first-timer. And we had a lot of first-timers this year, and I love that. And one thing that was great about our first-timers was our older ones welcomed them right in, which was awesome. So go ahead, Sadie.
Okay, well, the fun times was when we, went tubing and, swam in the hotel pool. But the services were amazing. They really spoke to a lot of the teenagers' hearts. One that really spoke to my heart was on Thursday, and it was titled, "What Would You Do If You Had 24 Hours to Live?" And it just made me really think that, since my dad is unsaved, if I had only 24 hours to live, I would want to call him and tell him I love him, and I'd want him to go to heaven when he dies. And so thank you all for the prayers and the money that you put in for us to go to Teen Spec.
Thank you, Sadie. We had several first times, and we had, unfortunately, a couple of last timers. Not because they were misbehaving, but because they're getting ready to graduate. And so Jesse Thayer is going to come. Yeah. We love Jesse. Amen. Everybody loves Jesse. Everybody loves Jesse. So we're going to miss him. We really are. Go ahead, Jesse.
Well, thanks for praying for us for Team Spect. And one thing I liked about the preaching is Pastor Judah, he told us a bunch of stories. And one of his stories was about this person that died from something. And his friends went to his funeral. And his two friends wanted to get saved by God, but they hold it off and wanted to go to a party. And the reason why I like it is because you have to put God first before you do anything else. And I learned that over through Teen Spec. And thanks for letting me go.
Jamila's going to come at this time. Jamila's one of our bus teens that got to go, and we're so glad that we got to bring her this year. And she was fun. She's just the life of the party, what she is. So go ahead, Jamila.
Hi, my name is Jamila Madsen. Thanks for everybody that prayed for me and paid for me. One of the speakers that I really liked was Brother Judah. The one that caught me was how he was opening the doors. He said that the devil was trying to prevent us from going through the door, all our sins and stuff. So I thought, like, my mom and dad was never going to get saved or trying to get saved. And the other one was, the other one was Brother Judah, like the same one. So, like, it was hard because if I had 25 hours to live, I wanted to go see my dad again. Yeah, and I had fun tubing and listening to Pastor Donald singing. Thank you for praying for me. And thank you for letting me go.
Amen. Great job. It's hard to get up here. How many would not want to get up here and give a testimony? You be honest. Yeah. Hey, man, they're doing a great job so far. I got my list. Let me make sure we don't forget another place. Felicia's going to come at this time. Felicia Bittinger, another first-timer. And Felicia's just one of those ones that just, she just never stops talking, you know? No. Go ahead, Felicia.
Hi, I had a great time at TeenSpec, and I just want to thank all of you for donating money and praying for us while we were there. And when I was there, I decided that I needed to be a better Christian, and I want to thank Pastor Donald and everyone who went with us and was there for us. Thank you.
Good job, Felicia. Amy Deer is going to come. Amy Deer, another one that you just can't get to stop talking. She just, oh, all the time. No, there she is. We love Amy. Go ahead, Amy.
Well, TeenSpec was amazing. And thank you for all you donated and all your prayers. It was a lot of fun, and there was a lot of humor in it. And some of us couldn't stop laughing for hours. And it was really great. And, well, I got blessed with a sore throat from yelling so much because I was commanded to do that by somebody. And my roommates got to find out how crazy I am instead of how shy I am. So, but I got to find out how crazy my teammates are, too. So it came out even. And it was really great to get closer to everybody. Being shy can be hard to make friends or know what to say, so it takes some special opportunities to learn how to get close to somebody. The sermons were really great. Sometimes you struggle with something for your whole life and you hear stuff on it, but sometimes it just keeps you hearing those things and finally one more message until you finally can change something. Like, one thing was, I got saved at a really early age, and I couldn't remember a lot about that. So I doubted it a lot. And so in one of the sermons, it was talking about pursuing Jesus and not going your own way. And I went to the altar, and I prayed that I wanted to be saved to follow Jesus, not just so I could go to heaven. And I walked up, not doubting that I was saved, and I was really happy, and I'm just happy not to doubt that anymore. And also, it was devotionals we had with Pastor Donald in the hotel also helped a lot, and talking about things, getting them off our minds, and finding out that you weren't really the only one going through something, which was really helpful. And then it was fun being on a volleyball team and just being on a team and part of that. And TeenSpec was just great altogether. Thanks for everything you did for it.
Amen. Thank you, Amy, so much. Mark Down is going to come. Mark's our tall teenager. And him and Danny.
I don't have problems seeing over that.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy. Go ahead, Mark.
What's that? Yeah, sure. So... Before I got there, I got this great new coat, and I need a yellow flag on here. For all of you who are golf fans, you get that. If you're not, God will forgive you for that. So this is my third year running. I've gone every year since we've come down here. And for those of you who heard my testimony in the first 2 years, you'll be happy to know I did not break anything this year. So your money did not go to waste. For those of you who did not hear my testimony, the first year I went, I lost a snowboard for the resort. It went shooting down the mountain. We couldn't find it. The second year, I was told to plug in a crock pot full of stew for our dinner. So I went into the game center. I went ahead and plugged it in. And staff comes over. They say, buddy, you can't have that plugged in here. There's no food allowed. I'm like, okay, we'll unplug it. We'll get everything taken care of. There won't be a problem. The second the plug exited the socket, the entire circuit breaker for every computer in that room blew. The chief of staff comes over. He's like, what did you do? It was bad. The first year I was called to preach. And ever since, I've been trying to do my best to live up to that. This year, I got some more things taken care of. Pastor Donald sent me down. We got here Wednesday early because my mother had an appointment. I know most of you are praying for her. She's doing much better, by the way. And he says, Mark, I've noticed you've got some pride issues. And that hit me pretty hard. I said, Pastor Donald, I didn't know. I've had so much pride that I had pride about not having pride. The first message we heard was by Brother Judah when we got there Wednesday night. It was about opening eyes. And God said, Mark, take care of your pride. The second message the next day, God said, Mark, take care of that pride. The next service, Mark, take care of that pride. So I got some things taken care of. Before I move on, I would like to thank all of you who contributed in any way, whether it be praying or donating, because I was able to go buy those donations because I did not have the money to go. And it means a lot to me that you guys are willing to let these teens go to this thing. So I do thank you for that. And I would also like to point out that I will continue to serve my Lord as a preacher. And I've always thought, you know, man, I can't wait till I get my degree so I can finally stand behind a pulpit and be a preacher. And then Brother Shirley said something, I think it was Brother Shirley that said it. He said something that lifted my spirits. He says, you don't need a piece of paper that says you can. The second you told God that, God, I'm going to be a preacher, you are. So I felt pretty good. I don't need to go to school. I don't want to go back there longer than what I need to. Speaking of which, it is great to be back home with my original pastor. They were very powerful preachers, but it's good to be back home. Because this man is the man who led me to Christ.
Amen.
And that's part of my testimony. August 19th of 2012, we came here for the old-fashioned gospel sing.
Yeah. Good.
And people got up and they just sang. There was no message. There was no preaching. It was just music. And Pastor Rich got up and he says, I usually don't do this, but for some reason I feel called to give an invitation. And he says, if you are not saved, pray this with me. I told Pastor, I'm like, I know why you were called to give that invitation today. So, I'm done. So now you can take the earplugs out and listen to everybody else. So.
Amen. Amen. Great testimony, buddy. We're going to have Abby Kirkland come. Abby Kirkland. Come on up, Abby. She just gave me a look. I wonder where she gets the look from. No, let me just say that she's coming. I want to say a big thank you. I did it on Facebook, but I want to do it here. A big thank you to some of our teen moms that helped with lunch. It was Mrs. Cook, Mrs. Kirkland, Mrs. Bittinger, Mrs. Sammons. Am I missing anybody else? Those four moms, they got us a big packed lunch to go on Wednesday with a sandwich, with a Go-Gurt, with a fruit, all this stuff together, and they worked on it. And I paid for it with their own money, and I really appreciate that. Let's give them a hand for doing that, because that meant a lot. That took a lot off of my shoulders. Huge thank you to them. Abby, come on up, give that testimony.
I had a lot of fun at TeenSpec, and all of us teens got closer, and I got close with someone's suitcase in the hotel room. I was tired when they were praying, so I fell asleep, and then when I woke up, I fell over it. And then Abel Judah talked about a kid, Damien, and how Damien loves Chuck Norris. So I wrote down this quote from Damien. It was, "Chuck Norris didn't have a heart attack because his heart's too scared to attack." And then I think it was Derek Haglund, was it, that talked about being second? Derek Haglund talking about being second, so I decided to put God first, and I got closer with God.
Nothing like telling Chuck Norris jokes behind the pulpit. Amen. Amen. Abby actually has been bringing a friend to church for several months, and she got saved at our teen revival in November, and she got to go to TeenSpec with us, which was awesome. And so Kennedy, come on up. Come on up. She's trudging up here. Amen. Come on up. We're so glad that she got to come with us. So go ahead, Kennedy.
Okay. When I went to this trip with the church, I had a great time. I loved all the activities. Also, I loved hanging out with everyone. I think it allowed me to get closer with everyone, but most of all, that it helped me closer to God. And one quote that I really liked was, "What would you do if you had 24 hours to live?" Also, I wanted to thank everybody who donated money and who, like, helped us with the lunch, because I like food. Yeah.
Amen. Thank you, Kennedy, so much. Eddie's coming up. We love Eddie. Eddie's fun. That's what he is. He came in this morning to church. We got in pretty late last night. It was a long, long day. And Eddie came in this morning. I thought he was getting ready to cry. He had this look on his face. He had his hands in his pockets. And this was his look. I'm like, Eddie, I said, buddy, you okay? And really, he was just absolutely beat. And I said, "You're going to do great at college, man. You're up 5 minutes before you leave, and you look great." So we're good to have. Go ahead, buddy.
Okay, I want to thank everyone for their prayers and thinking about us throughout the whole week. My favorite thing about the trip was watching Miss Hazel go down the hill, spinning faster than I would. She is braver than probably half of the church here combined. Okay, that was just amazing. All right, I would have peed my pants. I'm serious. I want to say that I listened to every sermon, and a lot of times I got the message, but it didn't speak to me like it did last year. And I couldn't sleep one night because I just can't. And I thought last year I always prayed for God to speak to my heart. And this year I've really gone away from God. I don't like admitting it. But I prayed for God to speak to my heart the next day, and I went up to the altar every sermon, I'm pretty sure, and I got right with God again, and last year I made the biggest decisions, like to preach and reassured my salvation and stuff, and this year it was more of a reminder for me to keep those, and one of my favorite ones was Derek Haglund preaching about being second. I try to wear this bracelet to remind myself before they even started to not have things before God. And God was seriously below the top 10. I had sports, school, friends, music, and stuff. And I feel kind of like I got to work my way back off to be more useful for God. and to be closer to Him, because it doesn't just happen in one day. And it's not easy being surrounded by it throughout your whole life, too. So I just want to pray. I want you guys to pray for me to be able to resist temptations and to be able to just be a better Christian than I am yesterday and be a better one the next day. And thank you very much for thinking about us. And pray for all the youth group. Thank you, Uncle Jack, for driving us. And PD for doing all this stuff. And he thought he was not important at all. He was being a big baby. I'm sorry, you were. I don't feel important. I'm just the butt of the joke and stuff. I'm like, you're singing and you're calling kids up to the altar to make life-changing decisions, and you think you're, like, the bottom of the barrel, okay, Bubba? You need to knock that off, okay? I'm serious. So, thank you very much.
He only did it because his mom's here, okay? He didn't say it to me up there in Gaylord, so. But love you, buddy. Thank you for that testimony. Really do. That was good, man. You know, I'm going to say this. We're going to call up someone else next. But sometimes as a youth pastor, you're up at these conferences, and you just want, you want every single teenager to just, you know. I actually preached a message, devotional, the Wednesday night after church up in Gaylord. And the title of my message was this: don't go to the altar. Sounds kind of weird. First, like, what? Here's what the thought was. Don't go to the altar because everybody else is doing it. Don't go to the altar because you think that I want you to, like, because you think that's what I expect of you. I said, go to the altar because God speaks to your heart. That's what I said. So then when someone does, you know, it's amazing. This is just our human nature. And, buddy, Mark talking about pride. We all struggle with pride, buddy. But if I don't see a team go, sometimes that message I just preached to them, I'm thinking, well, you know, why didn't they go? And this is just how the human mind works. As a youth pastor, you want God to speak. But I'll tell you, I did not know really any decisions that Eddie had made this week, this past few days. And I knew that Lord worked on his heart. But I wondered. And it's just sitting right here listening. It's like the Lord just kind of slapped me upside the head and says, see, I'm working. It's not about you. So praise the Lord. But Destiny, come on up. Destiny. Come on, Destiny. We love Destiny. Let me just share this. Let me let her share her testimony first. Come on up, Destiny. Don't be nervous. Are you nervous? You're going to do great. You can do it.
I just want to say thank you for everybody that paid. And God really spoke to my heart on, like, bitterness. Because I had a lot of bitter in my heart towards people. And Grandma Hazel led me to Christ, and I was, like, doubting my salvation, and she, like, reassured me that I'm saved, and I was, like, far away from God, and I was, like, how can somebody, like, how can I be saved for what, like, I'm doing, and I was, like, how can somebody like that be saved, and she, like, told me that whoever calls upon his name shall be saved. And I just want to thank everybody and thank Grandma Hazel and thank Pastor Donald and Miss Marissa and Grandpa Jack.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for great teen workers. Amen. We love our teen workers. Thank you, Destiny, for that. Danny Hurst is going to come up. Danny did a good job singing, didn't he? Amen. That takes a lot of guts. Danny, have you sung a lot in front of people? Danny, you sung in front of people a lot?
Not really.
Did a great job, man.
All right. So first off, before I forget, I just want to thank everybody for your prayers and donations. And probably the funnest part of the Teen Spec was all the games that they had. For one of them, the blended up pizza and poured in orange pop, and then Jesse had to drink it. In one of the messages, I can't remember who it was, but they talked about how we need to be second and put God first. That made me realize that I did not put God first at all. For me, before, God was one of my lowest priorities. And I realized that I need to put him first because he's all that matters. And I just want to thank you guys.
We have Alexis down and come at this time. Thank you, Dan, for that testimony. You letting her go by? No? Okay. Alexis is our maniac.
Amen.
We love her. She's great. So come on up.
Well, first of all, I just want to thank everybody for, like, everybody who prayed for us and donated and those who helped out with our lunches and stuff. There was this pastor, his name was Kurt Skelly, and I think if you go, like, entertainment-wise, one of the funniest messages was the one before his actual message he preached on cereal and making Captain Crunch number one and how there's, like, no other kind of cereal that could even be up there with that. And he even did an invitation on it. It was kind of funny. A lot of the other messages, they spoke to me. I'd realized that I'd gotten farther away from God. And I'll admit, before I went to Teen Spec, I just kind of went for the entertainment. And I knew that I was going to need the preaching and the messages. And I just wasn't really feeling it. And I kept praying, God, help me to want to go for you. I know I'm going to need these. Help me to not just go for the entertainment. And my heart, it actually hardened for, like, the longest time, and I kind of didn't really care about anything, like, reading my Bible and stuff like that, and I just wasn't serving God like I should have been, and so I just prayed that God would break my heart and soften it and help me with that, and so I just decided I'm going to work harder with reading my Bible and even talking to more people about getting saved and serving the Lord more, and then also, Brother Derek Haglund's message, titled I Am Second, also made me realize all the things that I had put before God and that he wasn't number one. And I, like, before Teen Spec, I was like, God, I know I don't love you as much as I should. And I think at Teen Spec, I started to love him even more. And I just hope that I can continue to live for him and love him even more.
Amen. Thank you, Alexis. Tristan Russ is going to come at this time. And let me just say, I know Preacher mentioned it, but it's so good to have some of our teen parents here with us tonight. Not obviously those who come to our church and are members, we love having you here, but those who are visiting, thank you so much for being here. Tristan, come on up, buddy.
I want to start off by saying, excuse my voice, because I was like, yeah, the whole way home. And I want to say thank you for all your guys' prayer and everything you put into helping us with donations, because I know there's not everyone's here tonight. Everyone couldn't make it, but you guys paid for some teens, including me, because I have it pretty good at home. I have a saved family, and I have it better than some of the people here. And you guys paid for me and some other teens that really changed their life, some life-changing decisions. But I think one of the funniest things is watching Pastor Donald try and bid some guy in the back of the room for the Jesus poster that he bought. It was one of the funniest things, because there's points where he's sitting up there on the stage with his mic on, so everyone's listening to him. And he has everyone in the room back here waving at the guy in the bag, making him feel awkward. He's like, bidding up $100, $1. I was like, that's crazy. And like Danny said, I think one of the funniest things is watching Jesse preach, watching Jesse eat blended up pizza and orange pop. Because it was kind of a coincidence, because I have a computer that picks names out of each. There were five groups? There's, yeah, teams. Yeah, and there's like 200 teams or so in each group. And out of everyone, he was picked this year, but last year he was picked for eating blended up Taco Bell burritos, Baja Blast. So I thought that was pretty funny. But aside from all that, the best part was the preaching, because, like I said, I have a pretty good home, and you kind of get, when I have such a good home, it's almost like I got, last year I was saved, well, reassured, because I felt like I was almost scared, so I got saved, and I should have been saved to live for God, not just because I'm scared of hell. And I got called to preach at in Florida at Teen Extreme, and everything was going pretty good, and I got the basics down. But Brother Randy Digman, by the way, for my dad and me, he's a Florida Gator fan. But he preached about you need to get stories, and he had all these people come up on stage on all the different books of the Bible, but right at the end there was he left a little gap, and he told us how we need to put ourselves right there and get stories about God and how we were saved and all these different stories on the times we went up to the altar and all different kinds of stuff, and that really spoke to my heart. So I say thank you guys once again for all your donations and prayers. Thank you guys.
Thank you, Tristan. Amen. Amen. Jemima's going to come at this time. And we love Jemima. We do.
Well, I'd like to start out by thanking everyone who really put a lot of prayer into this. I know that every one of you did. And even at the church in Gaylord, people had been praying and fasting for months. And it really was needed, because there was many people that got saved at TeenSpec, and there was people who just got right with God. And I thank you guys for donating for all of us, because we really needed this experience, and we really need to have these trips, because they help us to learn a lot. Like, we hear preaching, and it gives us these, it instills in us these beliefs, because it's God's word. And we just thank you so much for all who paid for us and me. And I thank you, Pastor Donald, Marissa. You guys were a huge help to me in talking to me and teaching me things. And I just thank the bus driver for getting us home safely. And we really had a good time. We did tubing. We did swimming. We did lots of laughing in our rooms. And but also, I was really burdened at TeenSpec, because I know that, the devil really, really was pressing on me these fears, these doubts, these things that, and to me, when I have fears like that, I rely on my feelings, and so it was hard, because I learned in the messages that you have to trust the Lord, and it's not about peace, that we should just be only happy when we have peace, because we go through trials and we go through hard times. But we need to trust in the Lord. And a lot of the things just really spoke to me. Brother Haglund's message about we need to be second in our lives and put God above everything else. And I've learned this my whole life, and really, because of TeenSpec, I've really started to seek God and really, really get into His Word and pray and ask Him for His Spirit to be in me, and I want to grow closer to Him. And one thing I think Brother Dignan said is to put your faith in this book, the Bible, and God will update your status. And I really felt like I really have been spending way too much time on my pleasures. Like, I would be watching movies and I would be on the internet and just really spending that much time on things that didn't matter, because Because really this life is just so short, and God gives it to us to bring glory to Him and to tell others about Jesus. And I just hope that you guys will continue to pray for us and pray for me, because I know God is still working on my heart. I'm not just like, oh, everything's perfect now. I'm still growing, and I still need to follow God, even after TeenSpec. And I just thank you so much for all your prayers and your love. And I just thank God that I have this wonderful church that has trips like this. And I just thank you.
Thank you so much, Jemima. Amen. We're going to have Allie Bash come at this time. Allie was another first-timer, and she got saved last year? At it was actually North Shore at the time, but Harvest Baptist Church and Grass Lakes Teen Revival. So, go ahead, Allie.
Okay, so I just want to start off saying thank you for all the prayers that went into this. One of the things that we heard at the very end was that usually Dr. Jenkins usually has his what he wants to preach on months in advance, and he said that it didn't come to him until a week or so before. But I know that even though he didn't have his message, people were still praying that TeenSpec would do such a good work for us this year. Okay. Pastor Donald, about what Eddie said about how you don't think that you were nothing to all those preachers up there. When I got home, I went to my mom and I said, "Mom, look, this is my youth pastor up there leading the singing," and I was I was so excited. Okay. Also, have you guys ever had cold, rubbery French fries? Because let me tell you something, they're pretty hard to chew down. So. The first day we got there, and they had already chosen the people, but the Iron Man team, the girl that was picked, didn't eat meat, so I went up there, and, okay, Brooke, she's very small, and she's much shorter than me, but she can eat so much more than me, so she she and Ashley came up and helped me, and we won.
Amen.
So that was good. But Pastor Donald told us to talk about what we had fun. But for me, what was fun was the fact that I was so excited to give my testimony during devotionals on Friday night. That was one of my favorite things. And I was finally excited to meet Pastor Skelly because I got saved through him. The first day that we were in Gaylord, we attended service at Grace Baptist Church, and we heard from Brother Judah. And I knew then that this was just going to be a good week and that I was going to be spoke to in so many ways. And I almost went up to every single service that service and wept, just like a baby. The first day of the conference, we heard again from Pastor Judah, and that was the first time that I wept, and it was hard. I let go of a lot of bitterness that I had had, and a lot of resentment. On the second day, we heard from Pastor Tony Shirley. And I had asked God to forgive me for my distance lately, and because I haven't been in church as much as I could have been, and also for the sins that I've done during that time. After Brother Shirley finished, we got to hear from Dr. Hagland, and at first I really didn't feel anything. And then Pastor Donald called us all up, and we prayed, and he begged us, "Look inside you, and if there's any other gods, get rid of them." And I cried and I cried. And I realized that school and after school activities had become more important to me. After that, Pastor Skelly had began, and he was And as he was speaking, I began to realize that the places and the things that I were doing and the music that I was listening to wasn't lining up with the person that God wanted me to be. And so I chose to give that up. And I just want to end with this. My name is Allison Bash, and at Teen Spectacular 2015, I became second.
Thank you, Allie. Thank you so much. So glad you got to come this year. We got one more teen that's here, and then I have an email from a teen that could not be here. I'll read her letter, but we're going to have Grace Bittinger come and give her testimony. This is Gracie's last year on the Teen Spec as a teenager in the youth group, so we'll miss her. Go ahead, Gracie.
Okay. This is my third year going and my last, and out of all of them, this was the one that completely changed my life. I mean, they were all so important and great changing points in my life, but I feel like if I hadn't gone this year, I wouldn't have been able to go on with my life. Not like as in suicidal, but as in like what do I do, where do I go in my life, you know? The message that spoke to my heart the most was Brother Kurt Skelly. He was preaching on why teenagers and young adults and even older adults leave God and go after the world. He said people can be in church and reading their Bible every single day, doing right, serving in the ministry, and if they're not seeking after the person of Jesus Christ, they're not going anywhere. They're treadmilling in their Christian life. And, like, he said that the first 5 minutes of the message, and I'm like, that's me. I feel so many times when I'm doing my best and trying my hardest, I'm not going anywhere because I'm not seeking after Christ and learning to know Christ personally. And I'm like, Brother Skelly, get done preaching fast because I need to build the altar right now. It was so awesome to be there. There were so many other messages, so many other thoughts that spoke to me, but that was the biggest one I wanted to share. I also wanted to say, Allie, who just got up here, she gave a testimony on Friday night, and it convicted my heart. Because the first time I met her was when her first activity, she came, and she didn't look like she did now. She was kind of rough looking, and I didn't know who she was, and I'm like, I have to be nice to another new girl, and I didn't want to get to know her. I didn't want to reach out to her because I was so tired of reaching out to the girls in my youth group and trying to help them, but I'm like, no, it's not about me. I need to go reach her. And she got saved that day, and she's been coming to church, and I've seen her life change. And she's so awesome. I love her. Thank you guys so much for praying for us. I know that you guys did. I know a lot of people donated, and thank you to all the workers and Millers and Pastoral and Tasha and Keith for coming, because you guys all really pulled it off, and it was amazing this year. So awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, Gracie. Thank you so much. Man, it's been good so far, hasn't it? Amen. Let me read this. This is from Brooke Armstrong, the Miller's granddaughter. She got to come with us kind of last minute, and she has such a sweet spirit. How many of you know Brooke Armstrong? Such a sweet young lady. And let me read her testimony. She emailed me today. It says, "Hi, my name is Brooke Armstrong. As most of you know, Jack and Hazel Miller are my grandparents. I was blessed to be able to join them and the rest of the Loomis Park Youth Group this weekend. This is my second year of going to Teen Spec, and it seems to get better every year. All of the messages over the weekend seemed to keep pointing towards a few things in my life that I needed to get right. And I began to realize how hard my heart had become, how I had been rejecting the Holy Spirit's knocking over the past few months, and how I was almost getting to the point where I wasn't even feeling conviction over those sins anymore. It's a very scary place to be in as a Christian. Pastor Kurt Skelly preached on Friday about the spreading epidemic of Christians that are spiritually walking on a treadmill, how they are stuck in a rut and can't seem to grow deeper in the Lord. And most people are satisfied where they are. And I realized that I was satisfied where I was. Then Pastor Abdel Judah's message broke my heart on Saturday morning. Sitting there listening to his life testimony and the message that God had laid upon his heart, I was under conviction so bad and crying so hard I could barely breathe. He was preaching about how to open spiritual doors in our lives, and then he started talking about the obstacles that get in our way, the devil, sin, and people that we let influence or distract us from God's plan for our lives. And I realized that I had let those obstacles distract me from me letting God work in my life and help me grow. I repented of those sins that I had been hanging on to. I left the conference yesterday refreshed and excited spiritually, even though I was physically exhausted. Amen. I want to thank Pastor Donald, Marissa, and the other sponsors that went along with our crazy group for their love and patience with all of us. The Loomis Park Youth Group is full of awesome people, and I'm really happy that I got to know some of them a lot better this weekend. I had an amazing time. Listening to preaching, singing, going tubing, even participating in some of the onstage games, staying up way too late, laughing until it hurt, crying with friends, meeting new people. All in all, TeenSpec was definitely the highlight of my year so far, and I'm really glad that I got to go. Thank you, Brooke Armstrong. So we'll let her know that we heard that. Wonderful. We love Brooke. Yeah, we'll give her a hand. We'll tell her we clap for her. Amen. Amen. So that was glad that she got to go as well. We're going to hear from our sponsors as well. And Keith in the sound booth, he's running the sound. He's in the mic back there, so you can just listen to him as he gives his testimony. We're so glad Keith got to come, took off work to come with us, and we really appreciate that, buddy. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, I just want to thank Pastor Donald for letting me go. He came to me about a month ago and asked me if I was willing to go, and I told him that I would pray about it and see what I could do with work. And just a blessing being able to go, and Miss Marissa and the Millers and Mr. Miller willing to drive all the way up and all the way back. And really all the messages were great. Even Wednesday night when we got there, Brother Judah preached on opening your eyes, and then Thursday he preached on 24 hours to live, and Brother Jeremiah preached on putting on Christ, and the message on being second, not first, and just making sure God's first in your life in every category. And Brother Skelly's message going from this time on in the Bible is right after the feeding of the 5,000. It says the people wanted to make God their king and all that. And Jesus said that he wasn't going to do it pretty much. And the worldly crowd went that way. But his disciples went that way with him. And from that point on, the disciples decided they were going to go with Christ. But from that point on, everyone else decided to go the way of the world. And so from that time on, you know, they just decided to be with God and do what God wanted to do with them, and that just, all the messages were just really great, and just a great year, and the spirit of the youth group was great, and it's just an honor going, and I want to thank Pastor Allen, Marissa, and the Millers for letting me go.
It's always great to have someone that you got to be their youth pastor for a short while come and help with the teenagers. So we're so proud of you, buddy. We also got to have Miss Tasha Deer come, and she was such a huge help to us. She played wonderfully for us as well. We love Tasha, right, guys?
Yeah,
we do. See, I told you. So go ahead, Tasha.
Well, this is not my first year going to Teen Spec, but it was my first year helping to take a group up there, and this group was just amazing. Like Pastor Donald said, we had no issues with them. The girls in my room were great, and everyone there was a blessing to me. The thing that spoke to me the most was Pastor Abdel Judah's testimony. He talked about his Muslim background and how he got saved and how his dad took it, and he didn't take it very well. And he talked about, even though it was hard, it was extremely hard for him, he still had to do what was right, and he followed the Lord, and he gave him his life. And his father was very successful, and he had a very successful business, and he wanted his son to join him, and it would have been a great life for him, but he gave that all up to be a pastor. And it just made me really think, you know, no matter what anybody says or anybody does, even if they're close to you, you still need to do what the Lord wants you to do and just serve him with all your heart. And before I had left, I've had a decision that I've been praying about, and I prayed that the Lord would show me through the preaching up at TeenSpec what he would have me do. And in almost every single message, he spoke to my heart about many things, but that one particular thing, it was the same thing. And he gave me peace about a decision that I have to make. And I just want to thank all of you. Thank you, Pastor Donald, Miss Marissa, for asking me to come. I hope I was a blessing. And thank you to all of you who prayed. I know some of you think that's not much, but you have no idea just what one person praying can do for somebody. And thank you for all those who paid for those to go. It wouldn't have been the same if they weren't there. And I just want to thank everybody very much.
She said she hoped she was a blessing. She was a blessing, a huge blessing. And we appreciate it. We have Uncle Jack, our young man of the group, amen. And we love Uncle Jack. He's such a servant. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, I'm trying this teenage stuff again. This is my fourth try. I'm trying to do better here. And I do appreciate you letting me take your teens and being with them. Had a good time. I also like to thank the Lord that I'm able to do things like that. You know, we're in a position of life where we can actually do things without having to worry about work and stuff. And it was a great time up there. And I love being with my teens, you know. They're well-behaved, and I really appreciate them. And I just appreciate the people that help pay for some of these kids to go. I thank you for that. And all the messages were great. Some of these guys are going to be here for our youth rally, and you need to come and see them. You know, the faithfulness they have and the dedication they have to the Lord. Good people. The one was an Arab. His last name was Judah. He gave up a lot to preach the gospel. His father is one of the richest people around, and he got disinherited because his dad's a Muslim. You know, he said we lived in an 18 bedroom house in a gated community in Chicago, but he decided to follow the will of God. So there's some real good preaching there. All the messages brought tears to my eyes because I know I fall short in all the categories. You know, not quite there yet. So I appreciate you pray for me. I thank you for praying for our teenagers and just a great time we had. Thank you.
Thank you, Uncle Jack. We're going to have Miss Hazel come at this time. And we love Uncle Jack and Aunt Hazel so much. I'm blessed as a youth pastor to have these dear servants of God helping me. And I don't know if she's going to tell you. If she doesn't, I will. Her tubing expedition. So, wonderful.
I do have to admit, the tubing was the greatest. I don't know how many times the kids went down. I got to go down 7 times. And I loved every trip. But first of all, I do want to thank all of you so much for allowing us as a teen group to go, but allowing me to work with the teens. I really appreciate that. And, I can feel it coming. Okay, just a minute. Okay. None of the teens cried, you notice, because they didn't have any tears left because the speakers this week, they were fantastic, including on Wednesday night. We had 9 or 10 messages, and every one of them was just top of the line. Our theme was the ultimate, Jesus, the ultimate superhero, and every message was based on Jesus, the ultimate, and then there was the ultimate preacher, I can't even talk now. Comforter, provider, the Savior. And then there was one, the ultimate story on how each of us need to have a story to tell. And when we turn our lives over to God, He continues to give us those stories, and our stories build and build and build for a lifetime. And I guess part of what I want to say is when we had our devotionals in the room, I realized that a lot of the teens suffer, they have struggles with some of the same things I did as a teen and some of the same things I do still. And I guess I just want to, you know, I put a real burden on my heart to know how to pray for them, and especially to keep their hearts open and to learn to yield these over to the Lord early. Because the more they can learn to yield and the sooner they can yield them over, the easier it's going to be for them. And I forgot where I was going. But anyway, that's the extent of it. I just want all of you to know I love you.
I love you.
And I will pray for you. And just keep your heart open and tender to the Lord.
Amen. Thank you so much, Ms. Hazel, for that. My wife's going to come at this time, and so glad that she got to go this year. I know with being several months pregnant, and she's due in May, and she just was obviously a huge help. Love my wife so much. Glad we got to serve together. Go ahead.
I have to pull the mic down farther than some of them do. I would like to start off by thanking everybody for praying and for donating money. My husband said at the beginning we were really thinking we were going to have a small group because we were going to just require them to pay more money. And the church really stepped through and really gave and allowed a lot of teenagers to go that wouldn't have been able to go. You gave them that opportunity, and the Lord really did work on their hearts. Some of them are not here tonight, but Antonio got saved this week, and he was there. And Solomon Journey got saved this week, and he was there. And so I just thank you for that. Thank you for praying for them. And thank you to the moms who helped me and just took something completely off my shoulders and off my list of things to do. When they got those lunches together, that was such a huge help and a huge blessing to me. And then to go the extra mile and just put a sweet note on their lunches. And on the way there, I just thought, you know, some of them probably have never had a note in their lunch before from their mom, and that was just super sweet, and it just really was a huge blessing to me. And I'm thankful for Tasha taking time to go and taking time off of work, and Keith and Uncle Jack and Aunt Hazel, and making our job easier for us and just being there for our teenagers and loving on them. And the messages and the preaching, as you heard tonight, was amazing. When we first got there on Wednesday night, we were really rushed, and we got to service right away, and we luckily all got to sit together, and the preaching started, and I was so tired and hot, and I was trying to pay attention, and the Lord really just spoke to my heart. Brother Judah preached on how to pray for the teens at Teen Spec, and he just talked about praying for the Lord to remove the scales from their eyes and see what he has for them, and I really tried to make that my prayer every morning before we went, and the Lord did awesome things for them. And I'm trying to think who preached. Anyways, it doesn't matter. There was great preaching. And I was convicted, and I got a lot of, you know, Brother Shirley preached, that's who it was, Brother Shirley preached on Jesus, the ultimate comforter, and it was such a sweet reminder of just how good God is to us, and it was convicting and encouraging all at the same time, because we don't say thank you like we should, and but it was also very comforting, because he is the ultimate comforter, and I'm just so thankful for this week. Thank you so much for everything that you did for us, and we really appreciate it.
Keep going to use this one, that's all right, buddy. Well, just as all the teens have already mentioned tonight, thank you so much for all those who gave. Thank you to all those who prayed. You're life changers is what you are. You've helped change lives. God has used you to change the lives of some of these teenagers. Some of these teenagers will never be the same again. And it's because of your sacrifices. And you have no idea what it means to me as a youth pastor to have a church that is backing our teens. I'm so thankful, eternally grateful, and they are eternally grateful. And we're just so grateful to all those who prayed and gave, to those who helped, to our preacher for allowing us to go and for supporting us as well, to our parents who trusted us enough to let us take their teenagers, to all those who helped with the lunches again. What my wife just said about those notes, I'd never thought about that, and what a powerful thought that is, and just something extra. And thank you for going the extra mile for our teenagers. Let's give them a hand, teenagers, for all that they did. Yeah. We love you. We love you so much. I want to just share some fun things we did, and then just a quick thought, and then I'll turn it over to the preacher. But again, from the first day we left Wednesday, about 2 o'clock, everybody got here on time, which was unbelievable, really. And we left right on time and got our lunches. Pastor prayed with us, and we hit the road and got right there, checked in the hotel, went to service, and we got to sit right up front. And someone mentioned Brother Judah's message, and really he said, see, this message is really for Grace Baptist Church. He said, I know there's guests here tonight, but really, I know it spoke to my heart in a great way. Just God opening our eyes to really seeing Him for who He really is and not just sitting and playing church. And it was such a great start to our week. I know one of our teens came up to me after service on Wednesday night and said, this is going to be a great week. And she was right. And then Thursday and Friday, we got a good night's rest. It was such a great idea to go up Wednesday instead of Thursday morning early. We got a good rest Wednesday night, had devotions, and then slept in a little bit on Thursday. It didn't start till noon. And like some of them mentioned, I had the opportunity, the privilege, to lead singing for all 800 teenagers there. And they treat me like royalty, and it feels, that's why I kept saying, I know Eddie was giving me a hard time, but I'm thinking, like, I'm not really doing it. I'm just being an idiot, really, with these teenagers, having fun, giving out points, getting riled up, pumping them up, and it was so much fun for me. But one thing last year when they asked me, I was just like, wow, this is going to be great. It was my second year going. And I didn't know what was expected of me from their staff up there, so really, I just kind of follow them around, the staff, and what do you need me to do? And I felt last year a little bit distanced from my youth group, and I didn't like that at all. Now, I was with them. We stayed in the same hotel. I went down to pray with them, but they were on all the way on the left side team and kind of a little bit far back, and I just didn't feel very connected to them. I didn't like that. So when they asked me this year, I said, well, I would love to, but here's the deal. First things first, I'm the youth pastor at Loomis Park Baptist Church. I said, and my teenagers are first priority. And I knew a little bit more what to expect when it came to leading the singing and stuff. So I said, if I'm going to do this, I would want my teens, because it's a very long convention center. It's not very wide. So there's four teams, and it goes pretty far back. And there's only about 6 chairs in each row. So it's pretty tight. And I said, I'd like my teens, if possible, to be on this team, which is 1, 2, 3. I said, and I'd really like them to sit up close. I sat up on the platform with the preachers in this couch right here, and I wanted to be connected to my teens, and they allowed us to do that, which was a huge blessing. We got to sit right up front, and we filled up, I think, 4 or 5 pews was our group in the front, and they were excited, and I was proud of them, and they were cheering, and I was just a proud youth pastor. So they allowed me to do that, and which was wonderful. But it was just an all-around wonderful, wonderful time. I'm trying to think of what else we got to do. Oh, someone just told me that Kennedy, our first-timer, ate 40 Chicken McNuggets last night. Is that true? That's not true, is it? Oh, my goodness. Wow. That's amazing. That's great. Congratulations, really. That's great. Also, she's not here tonight, but we also had the great opportunity to, Angie Becker is up at Grace Baptist College, and it's so wonderful for us. 2 years ago, she went, our first year of TeenSpec, and if you were here at the testimony service, you remember, God just did a work in her life that week in 2013, and she just said, I'm going to live for God and do right, and she ended up taking a year and getting away from God a little bit. Well, then she ended up getting right with God last year at TeenSpec when she went with Faith Baptist in Chelsea, and she went to Grace Baptist College, and she was up there on the conference staff, which was so awesome for us to see. But she was able to help us in the hotel rooms as one of our room leaders. And we got to give Uncle Jack and Aunt Hazel their own room to relax, so they didn't have to deal with teenagers at night. And Angie Becker stayed with us and had her own room of girls and did just a wonderful job helping us out. And we were so grateful for her for being able to do that. The tubing was great. Miss Hazel didn't mention it, but she went down more than I did, first of all. But then her and Keith went down. They would connect the tubes, and she wanted them to do the spin, right? And it's a pretty big hill. I mean, it's steep, it's fast, and they just, you know, they kind of spin, and then they spin you around, and they're flying, and Miss Hazel loved it. I mean, she just thought it was the greatest thing in the world. And I think that's great, but we just had a good time tubing. Our girls had a volleyball team, and we didn't win, but they played so well, and we're so proud of them for playing. And I'll tell you, there's a lot of Christian schools that play volleyball all season long. And we got to practice one time, and they did great. And I was so proud of them. Went out and bought them ice cream sundaes and after the game. And we're proud of them as well. And then Saturday was our longest day of all. And our teens, like I said, did so well staying awake and just paying attention and getting involved in everything and keeping their hearts open. And it was just our best year yet. It was our best year yet. And we had such a good time. You wonder sometimes why you say certain things to people. I know sometimes maybe some of you have taught a Sunday school or you preached a message or taught a devotional or just counseled with somebody or talked to somebody. And sometimes you wonder if the things that you say really have an effect. And you say, man, should I have really said that? Or I know me and Miss Hazel talked up there about, man, sometimes you talk to me and say, oh, I wish I had said this. I've never been there before. I wish I had said this. Oh, I know that. And we had Friday night of devotion. We had devotion. We gave some testimonies. And the Lord just really used our teenagers to encourage one another. And afterwards, there was a certain teenager that was going through something. And we stayed up pretty late, my wife and I, and this teenager, just trying to help them through something and counseling them and just speaking with them. And it's our honor to do that and our privilege to do that. And it got pretty late. It got almost about 2 or 3 in the morning. And we really got things settled. And at the end of it, I just thought, man, you know, first of all, I got to get up in 3 hours. That's not good. But also I said, you know, I hope that was okay. I hope that made sense. I hope that helped. You just wonder. It's really the devil saying, well, yeah, that probably didn't help. Well, the next morning, Brother Judah got up and preached, and he gave his testimony. And I wish that he was here. He actually, preacher, he actually asked, and he preached that before at other conferences. He always tells the host pastor not to record the message. He says, please don't record it. And if they say, well, we're going to, he just doesn't preach it, preach someone else. He asked him not to record it because he doesn't want his father, who is a devout Muslim, to search his name on Google or look him up and find that message and hear it. That's how intense it was. And he talked about how his father was, I believe, the third richest man in Chicago. And he has an office. His office in Chicago, Oprah has an office just a few blocks away. Multi-millionaire. Just at least an 18-bedroom home growing up. Parents got divorced, and in the Muslim culture, the mother, Abdul Judah, went with his mother, and she didn't want to try to get child support because I guess in Muslim culture, she was scared to. She thought maybe he'd come and steal the kids and send them back to the Middle East, so there was no child support. Abdul Judah went from an 18-bedroom home to the ghettos of Chicago, and praise the Lord, through that, a bus ministry reached him. Yeah. And he got saved and called to preach. But he would still have spend time with his father as a child, is what he said. And his father would always talk about this. He said that we'd always dream about one day when I was old. He said that they'd park and they'd look at the Sears Tower, which I guess is the Willis Tower now. And he'd say, son, one day we're going to own that. So we're going to own that one day. That's how wealthy this guy was. Just big, big vision. And Brother Judah said, you know, I believed it as a little boy. And his whole thing was one day he'd grow up and work for his father and really have anything he wanted. Well, God saved him, got called to preach, and he was so fearful to tell his parents that, so scared about it and worried about it and didn't know what they think. And finally, as he got older, he went to his father and spoke to him about it and told him, Dad, I got saved, I'm a Christian. And he said his father kind of just listened to him. And then he told me he felt called to preach, and he said that his father just began to ridicule him and make fun of him and yell at him and curse him and call him names, call him a loser and a failure. And he said that he was walking out the door of his father's home. And his father said, Abdul Judah, he called him by his name and said, if you walk out that door, you know, nothing. You get nothing. We'll never support you. Never. Nothing. Cut you off completely. And he stood at a crossroads there. And this was when he preached about the door. He actually had an actual door up on the platform open. And he said he went through that door. And he said a few years later, the relationship began to get better. And he met with his dad. And his dad said, and he was talking to him, asking him how things were going. And really didn't bring up the preaching thing. And he asked his son to give him 5 years. He said, could you just work with me for 5 years? He said, I'll give you 5 years, $5 million. I'll give you $5 million. And Brother Judah knew that it wasn't God's will. And he turned it down. And I'm sitting there thinking, my goodness, I had to give up nothing. at all. I had parents that supported me. And I said all that to say this, and the story's longer, and I wish I had time to tell it. I wish he was here to tell it. Many times that happened. His father would try to get him to come back, and continually he would just have to say no. And his father would continually make fun of him and yell at him and all these terrible things, make him feel worthless. And what I had talked to that teenager the night before about was not the same thing, but something similar. And there were similar situations. And as I sat in that platform and listened, this was the first message on Saturday. We had hours before my wife and I had talked to a teenager about something similar. And I just sat and thought, that's why God had me say those things. It was, tears began to come down my face, and I realized God is in this. God is in this. And other things happened. One of my teenagers came and talked me after and said, how do you plan things like that? I said, we didn't plan anything. God planned it all. And God was just, you could feel his presence this week. We had teenagers giving testimonies. All these teenagers have different stories. Got different stories. You have different testimonies, different homes. And what's wonderful about Christianity, about the Lord Jesus Christ, is that the cross brings us together. It brings us together to where, as Amy mentioned, you know, I remember we talked to one teen, and she said, I told this young lady, I said, you know what, why don't you talk about this in our devotions? I said, maybe somebody else is going through it. So she did, and it took a lot of guts to do that. She kind of shared her heart with the other teenagers, and another young lady raised her hand. It was Amy, actually, and said, you know, I thought I was alone in that. And man, God did so many great things like that all week long. And it was wonderful, and God worked. And I just want to challenge us. I know it's so easy to give, and you folks give so much. And some of you folks go beyond that, and you reach out to our teens. I appreciate that. I'm asking you, and I know you will, if we would just, as a church, continue to support our teens. Not financially. I'm not talking about financially. I'm talking about just as a church. Rally behind our teens. It's easy sometimes without trying. Sometimes we can almost throw a wet blanket on that fire. Let's not do that. Let's encourage these decisions. Hey, let's keep them accountable. Teenager, let me tell you, you're accountable to all these people. They heard all those decisions that you made. And folks, let's talk to them about it. Let's maybe in a few weeks say, hey, you know, how's this going? How are you doing with this? And let's continually support them. Some of you have great parents that will do that. But as a church, let's do that together. I appreciate all that you've done. Let me share this last thought with you. On the ride home, a teenager was talking to us, and they said this. They said, I really don't want to face the real world again. I know that feeling. I know that feeling. You go to a conference across America when I was a teenager, and God would just work in your heart, and you're preaching, and there'd be altar calls, and there'd be singing, and it was just wonderful. You felt so close to God. And then you're riding home, and you think, I go back to school. I go back to work for some of us. You don't want to face the real world again. I know we had a young man, he's not here tonight, Solomon Journey. Doesn't live in the greatest area. Doesn't have the greatest life. And I remember him walking to his car last night after a wonderful time. And you could see the brokenness in his face. He didn't want to go home. He told me a few weeks ago, we had prayer requests. He said, pray that the rest of my life can be how it is at church. The verse that I shared with this teenager that said they don't want to face the world was this verse. And teen, I want all you to listen to this. Some of you don't, you're not ready to go back to school. You're not ready to go back and to your homes or whatever it may be. And you're nervous about the decision. You're nervous about keeping your decision. Let me read you this verse. It says, these things have I spoken unto you. This is John 16:33. That in me, and this is Jesus talking, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. And we talked a lot about that this week, didn't we, teen, about troubles and trials in our personal lives. And in this world ye shall have tribulation. But Jesus said this, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Teenager, that same world that you're afraid to go back to, Jesus has already overcome it. He already has the victory. You've just got to trust him. You've just got to trust him. And church, I know that you'll help us with that. You'll help us encourage these teenagers. Thank you so much to all those who gave and prayed. And I hope that these testimonies were a blessing to your heart.